For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. The City of Columbia's Veterans Day Parade is one of the largest in the Southeast. Active and retired service members, high school ROTC program members, and more march an almost two-mile route from Sumter and Laurel Streets in the heart of the Capitol to Pendleton Street near the State House.
We have over 80 units in our parade.
Kim Mitchell is Special Events Coordinator with the city.
Fort Jackson, you know, they bring all of their trainees out. The National Guard participate. We have Shore Air Force Base.
This is the 39th year the city has hosted the parade.
High school ROTC units participate, various veterans organizations, and we have a lot of businesses who are veteran-oriented.
Leading all of these participants, a former Vietnam prisoner of war. It's the first time a POW has served as Grand Marshal of the parade.
It's a very, very difficult experience. One that I never want to have to do again.
His name is Jack Van Loan, a retired colonel in the United States Air Force. Today, he's active in his Midlands community. A statue of him sits in the Five Points area of Columbia. But 50 years ago,
I was on my 75th combat mission when I was shot down. Finally got nabbed.
He was in North Vietnam, prisoner for 6 years. Van Loan recalls the beatings and torture. He had little correspondence with family while captured.
I've never been beat like that in my life. I didn't think that was possible.
Van Loan was released in 1973. That statue in the Five Points area of Columbia is based on a photo taken moments after he was freed. Friday, when he leads more than 80 units of parade participants in the streets of downtown Columbia, the former POW and veteran hopes his story will encourage the young and the old marching behind him to never give up.
You got to live up to the billing, and you can't get out, but you got to make it right.
The City of Columbia's Veterans Day Parade takes place Friday at 11 for South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Felicia Eady.